This is recorded Saturday, February 24, 1968. I'm at a Redmond payphone, 885-9911 now. So I'll record things from the payphone and explain the switch room at the same time. When you dial a number, your dial pulses go into a register. That register has a sender right next to it. The sender does a little bit more than it does in bell system crossbar. The sender sends into the crossbar switches and tells them what to do, as well as sending the outside number. So when you dial the number, if it's an ordinary prefix, it will wait until you dial 7 digits before it does anything. Then register gives, well, actually the register calls in a translator, which is a general telephone, and tells the translator the prefix you dialed. The translator translates that prefix into a set of code digits and sends them into the sender. And the sender pulses those code digits in some kind of code pulsing into the crossbar marker unit. The marker closes the right crossbar switches, and as soon as the sender sees that the right crossbar switches have been closed, it starts sending out either multi-freq or step pulsing the number you dialed. If you listen carefully, when I get done dialing a number, you'll hear these code pulsing, then you'll hear the multi-freq. I'll dial 282-9999 in Seattle. They can hear panel pulsing as well. I'll do 455-0034 in Bellevue. It multi-freaks directly into the 455 office. Probably can't tell it from the tape, but when a number reverses, the reversal is transmitted to this office. The same goes for toll calls. I tried some toll calls while inside the Redmond office, and on, let's say, 213-876-1117, I could hear my instrument reversing. It's possible to stop the sender, just like stopping a director. Matter of fact, it's very easy. In the middle of sending pulses, you just hang up for a fraction of a second, the sender cuts out, and then you can dial the rest of the number yourself. I suspect that this might very well be used to make free calls if you tried stopping the sender on a toll call. Let me demonstrate stopping the sender. First, I'll dial 822-5555 in Kirkland just to let you hear how it sends through to a step office. Then I'll dial it again and stop the sender in the middle and then dial manually, and you'll hear the step switches working and everything. Now I'll stop the sender. Toll calls from this office are not multi-freak directly into the Bell toll tandem. They could be done this way, but the reason they aren't is that this office doesn't have any billing equipment. It works kind of like my number one crossbar with a toll tandem that takes care of the billing, except the Bell toll tandem, I guess, wouldn't want to take care of general telephone billing. So they have a toll unit in Kirkland that the Redmond office step pulses into. Then it communicates somehow your number. I don't know whether it's multi-freak or what. I saw the unit that did the sending, and it made a lot of fast clicks as though it were sending multi-freak. But I didn't have a chance to ask. This guy was just about to go home, and I had to leave. When you dial a toll call, you hear the pulse codes that operate the marker. Then you hear your number being step-pulsed. Then you just hear silence for a long period of time, then finally you hear it switch over to the bell toll tandem, and you hear the usual background noises. I guess what happens is that you're step-pulsing into the Kirkland office, and the Kirkland office must have some kind of director arrangement that then re-step-pulses into the bell tandem. It takes long enough for there to be a second step-pulsing step. I tried stopping the sender on a phone in the office on a toll call, and I could stop it, but as I kept on dialing after that, I never really got anything except the fast busy signal. However, at the time, I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't find out about this Kirkland bit until later. So maybe if I had known what was happening, if I had more time to play with it, I might have come up with some way of making calls. For example, you might be able to stop the sender, dial in your number, and then simulate that thing that gives it your number to make it think you have the wrong number or to make it not go to anything. If it weren't for that Kirkland toll stuff, this office would be just about as good equipment to have as a bell system crossbar, because your calls go just as fast as everything else. I called the Seattle at Multifreaks in the Seattle tandem, just like any other crossbar unit over here would. Matter of fact, better, because the Sherwood 6 and Sherwood 7 office over here, at least from a payphone, don't multifreak. They step pulse into the tandem. Even to call an office next door, it step pulses into the tandem, and the tandem multifreaks. The Redmond office will not at this time take multifreak in, but they're converting it over, so pretty soon it will. And they say when it goes multifreak in and multifreak out, it becomes just as good as any other crossbar office. It's not quite as reliable, and there is a slight delay from that code pulsing stuff, but it's not too bad. It would be very nice equipment to have, because it does show reversals anyplace.